Hi, this is Serena Catania with OWC Radio. We're here at NAB 2019.
Yes.
And I am so excited because I've got Terry Morgan from LumaTouch, and I have Henny the Business with me in the booth. And
hey, gosh,
we could talk all day. I won't do that to you, though. But this is really exciting because I admire the work both of you are doing. So
Thank you.
I start out with you, Terry?
Sure.
Tell me you and how you got started with LumaTouch and what your goal is there.
Well, I've been editing since in 1988 in Seattle, and I started editing there and then moved on to working for companies that were making nonlinear editing systems like Lightworks, Tektronix, Pinnacle Systems, Avid. And finally, when I was working at Avid, I met Chris Damaris, who is just the most brilliant developer I've ever worked with. And so when we met there, we developed Avid Studio for iPad together. I'm the designer and he's the developer. And we had a team with us, of course. And then when Avid sold us, our whole team, off to Corel, Chris and I said, wait a minute, let's go do this for ourselves. Because we both have a passion for, I have a passion for video editing that I just love it. I think it's the best job on earth. And he has a passion for, you know, development and specifically development for graphic design and, graphic interfaces and so on. So we got together and made LumaFusion, and it has just been, honestly, the best experience of my life. So.
And when did it? When did you premiere it?
This came out the last week of 2016, LumaFusion did. And we started LumaTouch in 2013.
Right, because I saw LumaFusion for the first time at IBC, I think.
Yes,
in Amsterdam.
Probably, yeah.
And I was blown away by it. I couldn't even believe it. Unbelievable.
Yeah. I mean, so what I like to say about editing on an iPad or mobile editing is you edit more often.
Yes.
And so you get better at it.
Yes.
And you have more opportunities to be creative and more opportunities to experiment, which makes you more creative, right? Because that's what creativity is having the ball, you know, the nerve,
absolutely.
Let's say that, to experiment and try new things. And so that's what I think our app does for you. And since you saw it, it's gotten even better.
Oh, my gosh, it's getting better. Henny, hi. How are you?
I want
to know, tell people how you got started with all this, because you're doing some incredible work and you've won Grammys.
I've been in the music industry over 20 years and worked with some amazing artists over the last 20 years. And when it got to, maybe 5-6 years ago, I realized that I had a voice beyond just being a music producer. And I didn't know what that meant. I didn't know where that was going. So I started to pivot. And when I started to pivot, I was trying to figure out how to do things more mobile. And that was it. That's where it started. And so it started with trying to figure out, can I make music as a professional on an iPad? And this is back 4 or 5 years ago with the iPad Air. And I started finding the right apps, trying to find the right things that would help me do it professionally. And I was like, okay, if I can do it like this, then how do I show it to people? Because just being in the studio isn't big enough. So let's just take every little piece that I can out of my system and say, you know what, you got to turn the camera on yourself. That was a struggle for a little bit, but
after a while, you're so good at it.
It took some time. You know, like she said, you keep doing it, you keep staying creative, and you get better at it. And I was like, I was editing these videos on my Mac, but I was still doing everything musically on my iPad. And I was like, if there's only an app that would help me do these videos on the iPad, I could be completely mobile. And that's exactly what I did when I found LumaFusion. And so I started just showing people what I was doing, because my main thing was just to help all those creatives out there see exactly what's going on in the mobile space and allow them to just figure out ways to be the creatives on themselves. So I did a video on LumaFusion showing exactly how to do it, and it just kind of blew up. And then we met, and from there it's just been some fun times.
Isn't that amazing when you find the one thing in your life that you really are meant to do? Do you feel
exactly
that?
Exactly, yeah.
you know, you didn't stop at the top.
Right.
You kept going.
Right.
And now, you're right, it did blow up. You're helping a lot of people, and
exactly.
you're inspiring a lot of people.
Thank
That's
you.
What creativity, I think, is all about.
Exactly.
I think we're given those genes for a reason, don't
yeah, exactly.
you think?
Yeah.
So
yeah.
that's pretty awesome. So you guys came together. Talk
yeah.
a little bit
well,
more about that.
I mean, I think he had contacted us for questions and so
yeah.
on, but I saw a video that he did, and I was just... I immediately fell in love with him for his passion and his, you know, his. Actually, I thought, wow, this guy's a good editor. That's what I first thought when I saw what he was doing. I thought, hey, he knows how to edit. I'm going to just reach out and say hello. And he responded, and I was like, hey, this is, he's super
that's,
cool.
That's cool to know because as a music producer, you have to learn how to edit as well when it comes to the music. You know, you're always chopping things up. You're always trying to make sure you get the right edit musically. And some people are like, you're a natural with the edit. I was like, it's probably because you do music and you got to, it's to a rhythm. Keep it to a rhythm. And, you know, it's like create the content, build the story, create the content. And so, you know, we talked and we discussed doing this together, you know, this year. Met yesterday for the first time, found out we went to the same high school.
Yes, we did.
Oh, my gosh.
In Federal Way, Washington. Yeah,
that
amazing.
Is total fate.
Yes.
Yeah. Oh, my goodness.
Decatur.
Yeah. Decatur High School in Federal Way, Washington. Yeah.
Yeah. Who knew?
Who
yeah.
knew?
I mean, he's a lot younger than me, so we weren't there at the same time. It was still fun.
Oh, my gosh. That gives you a lot to talk about.
Yeah. Yeah. yeah.
So when you first started working with mobile, I know we're getting a lot of looks in the booth because normally we would have the big, you know, broadcast cameras out
right,
and
right.
all the big lights, and we're totally mobile. I mean, we've got iPhones and iographer and all those lenses, and we're doing Switcher Studio.
Exactly.
And we've got LumaFusion. And we have all that stuff.
Right.
So, but people are going, what are you doing? I remember a few years ago I started shooting here. I think it was yes. at CES, and I was shooting on an iPad, and people were looking at me like I was crazy.
Right.
But so tell us what you normally use in your studio for the people that might not know.
So right now I'm using like a Fuji X-T3. I'm using a couple of those at the moment, as well as like the Osmo Pocket. Sometimes when I'm mobile or my phone, and then you know I'm using the newest iPad Pro, fully you know kitted out, 1 terabyte. Just trying to make sure I have as much space as possible. And yeah, I'm using LumaFusion every week. And so being able to have that routine, knowing exactly how the system works and understanding the capabilities of its power, and even, you know, coming with the new 2.0 update and all the, you know, the ways that it's giving you even more tracks and it's giving you even more capabilities to do things. I'm like, this thing's only getting better. I'm loving this. So shout out to LumaTouch for keeping it going for
Thank
us.
Thank you.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
your workflow starts out how? Where does it?
It's always, it's either what is it that people are asking about? So now that I've built up, you know, a little bit of momentum with the content, but there's a lot of people asking about certain things, or if there's a product or, you know, something that I would love to talk about, I just try to make sure I really know what I'm saying so I don't look like somebody who's just pitching product, you know? You know, the people
who
just...
Hey, you're from Decatur High School. It's got to be right.
Yes, it definitely has to be right.
Or you're going to get in trouble with the folks back home.
Come on. What are you doing?
What are you doing?
Being fake to us. Yeah, no. So just making sure, you know, and that's... And for the products that I've mentioned, it's the ones that I truly care about. And so it starts out with the story, you know, what is it mm-hmm. that we're talking about here? And sometimes at the end of my videos, I just like to give a little bit more motivation because it's a journey, you know. I could talk about being at the top and having the Grammys and winning the Key to the City and all of these things in my career, but knowing that I had to pivot and then knowing that I had to basically kind of revamp my entire lifestyle to make this thing a reality, and understand that you have enough time to do that if you stay consistent. Little things like that, just to give people encouragement. So,
oh, that's
yeah.
nice.
Yeah.
So,
yeah.
Talk to us about some of the new features of the 2.0.
Okay. Yeah. We had 3 tracks of video and audio, and 3 tracks of audio before, and we've increased that to 6 tracks of video. That's 6 tracks of 4K video,
yeah.
running real time on an iPad with with effects and dissolves and transitions, all that. And then for six additional audio tracks. So just the power you have to really create and layer things up and do what you need to do. And that's all controlled by the way we handle our tracks. It's very similar to Final Cut Pro with clip linking. But we have some extra features in there on top of that, which is the ability to unlink a clip or the ability to turn off and on viewing or turn off and unlocking on a track. So the way we're handling editing now is super powerful, and I'm just like, I've re-fallen in love with the app just this week as I've been using it, latest of it.
That's awesome.
It's amazing. Yeah. We've also redone the whole UI, so I spent
That's a lot of work.
Yeah, I spent the last month making icons and sketch. So.
Oh, my goodness. Yeah. Philip Hodgetts, who's directing back there, is a tech guru, but he's also incredibly creative, so he does a lot of icons, and he's nodding his head. Yeah. Yes, 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 that's a lot of work. He built the lumberjack that you see behind me.
I totally enjoyed it. It was like a complete departure from the other things I've been doing, and it just felt like going back to editing in a way, because you're so focused on this single detail for, you know, a half hour, an hour, and in editing it might be 15 hours and one thing, but still it gave me that focus back, and I'm just like, I'm so excited. But we also have the integration with Frame.io. So the way I view Frame.io is it's like, it is a long-standing dream, like a 15-year dream, maybe 20 years, that you want to communicate with your team, no matter where they are, about a specific frame and a specific place in the frame.
Yes.
And comment on that. And your team could be anywhere in the world. And it fulfills that. Frame.io fulfills that. And then put LumaFusion with that and the ability to interact with Frame.io. And you can do that now with a device you can take anywhere. So it's like, it's a powerhouse. That's just a really cool integration. So I can look at my Frame.io footage without even downloading it to my iPad. I can comment on it from within LumaFusion. I can make an edit, put comments on, I can reply to comments. It's cool.
That's amazing.
I have to say that's cool. And then we have also
the integration
with Narbox 2.0.
Right.
That's going to handle proxies. So that combined with Frame.io means, we can get the proxies of any kind of media from Frame.io, so we don't have the, you know, limitations that iOS would normally give us for, like, ProRes or whatever.
How much storage can you get on an RBox now?
I think it's two terabytes.
Two terabytes?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah, because I think when they first came out, it was smaller than that.
Yeah, so they're about ready to release this, and it's super fast. It's faster than 1.0, and it's going to be a great product. We also have little things like just putting markers and comments in the timeline. We have with the whole new UI, we have this navigator that navigates the timeline. It feels like the grown-up version of LumaFusion 1.0.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
So what projects are you working on now? I know this is radio. This is going to be mostly radio.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
Can you describe for us visually kind of what you're working on?
Well, let's see here. There's quite a few things. So I'm still a musician first. So everything from new projects to some of Beyonce's artists, to Kendrick Lamar, J. Cole, some of these, you know, hip hop and R&B artists, as well as, you know, on this side, we started an incubator program at my college, Morehouse College in Atlanta, Georgia, to be able to teach the students how to make music mobily, how to edit mobily,
awesome.
And give them opportunities to be able to, you know, not only just do this when they get out of school, but start it when they're there. You know, one of my biggest goals, you know, and one of the reasons I got on YouTube in general was because I have a son. He's 9 years old now, and that's all he watches. That's all he does.
Aww.
And he knows that, you know, that, Daddy, you're close to a silver button, or, you know, like, he sees the progress. And if he sees me doing it, then I'm telling him, like, the possibilities are endless for you, you know. So I look at those things, and I'm like, those projects, as well as, you know, a lot of collaborations with other YouTubers doing great, you know, content pieces. it's just a lot, just trying to keep it all in, but just trying to make sure I let people know that you can do this and still, you know, be a husband and a father and a son and all of that. So
that's really important.
Yeah.
I was just
talking
with Jen Soule about that this morning. She's the president of OWC, and she's a mom.
Yeah.
You know, I grew up in the business, working in the business at the studios, and I was a mom.
Yeah.
And somehow family is really important. That's, you know, and I think you're a good example for people.
Yeah, and that's and that's why I kind of started it, because, you know, we have these perceptions of, you know, you have to do this, you have to work the long hours, you have to stay so committed in one place, and, you know, you might not have as much time for, you know, if you want to be great, you don't have as much time for your family life or these things. But when you think about it from a mobile perspective, you can be anywhere. You can be with your family. You can touch and edit up at a baseball game, or, you know, go to a car after church, or, you know, that's what
it's
this is
awesome.
All about. And so why did you start to do mobile? You know what?
Oh, my gosh. Well, in the booth, it's selfish. I wanted it to be light. And I do a lot of international travel.
Yes.
So, you know, you're limited in what you can carry.
Storage,
and sometimes I'm in very... Like if I'm doing something for Nat Geo, I'm in the middle of the Amazon sleeping in tree hammocks, and you can't cart big cameras because you're limited in how much you can carry. So I think I'm pushing things a little bit to the limit sometimes, but that's what's fun.
And that's how you learn, right?
Yeah. And I know if I watch some of your stuff, I've you know, I've seen some of the things that you do where you're creating your music. It's really inspiring.
Thank you.
I'm going to learn even more. Yeah. I love being around people that are trying something new.
Yeah.
That's
you know,
it.
Think outside the box.
Mm-hmm.
And people think you're a little crazy for a while, but then...
Then it becomes,
you know, then after
it becomes
a while,
standard.
They go, whoa, you thought of that?
Yeah. Exactly. That's
it's
awesome.
It's really funny. I remember when I worked at the studio years ago, people telling me that, why is anybody going to want to watch a movie because you made a music video?
Right.
You know? And we did the first video for War Games with Crosby, Stills, and Nash. And then from there, it was like, you know.
Yeah.
And, but if you listen to people that say no, nothing would ever get done, right?
Ever.
Right.
So you have to just know in your heart what you want to do and keep going.
That's
exactly.
That's what I had a passion and just kept at it for the last 30 years. And, you know, I tell my niece that all the time. And when my son gets older, I'll tell him that, you just have to keep going, keep doing what you love, and become an expert at that thing.
Yes.
In the best way that you can. And once you're an expert at something, somebody's going to appreciate that. And that's how we've just built our company, is just trying to do our very best and work hard at it and learn as much as we can.
That's awesome.
Keep changing.
And
do you remember what you saw? I'm sorry. Go ahead.
No.
No, you go ahead.
I think that was what drew me to LumaFusion, is the fact that it was so much further ahead than any other app, you know, when it came to video editing. And I was like, once learning about doing LUTs and things that other people weren't even thinking about, you know, that I was like, oh, this is so much better than these other applications. And you can see the mastery behind the code and everything that, you know, these guys are doing. So, yeah, it works. But go ahead.
I watched one of your videos where you were laying down some tracks using a little iRig mic.
Oh,
right?
Yes.
And
yes.
You were laying down all these tracks and editing the piece together. I went, oh, God, that's so awesome.
Yeah. And that was, my thing is, you know, a lot of people laughed at me bringing it to the studio and just seeing a little iPad. And I'm saying, this is possible. Watch. It's possible. It's possible. It's possible. And then it becomes possible and people are like, oh, and now they're 2-3 years behind, and you're like, you've learned it, and now you're on to the next thing. So,
there you go.
Yeah.
Do you remember what you saw of his that first attracted you to him? Can you think back and maybe recall exactly what it
was? Honestly, the thing I remember is seeing a barbecue in the video. There was a scene with a barbecue at his house, and I told my coworkers, I don't care what else happens, I want to be invited to a barbecue at his house.
Okay. All right. The truth comes out.
Right.
I haven't told him that yet.
Oh, I got it out of her.
Hey, it's okay. I'm the cook of the house. You know? It's all right.
I want to come.
It was like, I think it was salmon on a grill.
Oh,
I don't know. It was a beautiful scene. It looked beautiful. The imagery was beautiful. It was cut nice. But just like, I thought, wow, I just grew this instant respect for him because it showed his family. It showed his whole, you know, he was very transparent with that.
Yeah.
And I have a 5-year-old now, and I guess it just touched me, and I thought,
Thank you.
Like this guy.
Thank you.
And we're creating a legacy for the future with the work that we do.
Yeah.
You have to think about that, too.
Yeah.
Media is incredibly powerful.
Incredibly powerful, yes. And speaking of that, it was I started my videos, and you know I'm transparent, very. And in the beginning, I was doing a little bit too much, not too much, but every once in a while I curse a little bit. And I will always remember there was a guy who said there was a commenter who was saying, I wish I could show your videos to my son. He's 13, but I just don't like some of the times when you're cursing. And I was like, let me think about the legacy of this. You know, if I want to reach those that are younger, let me switch it up a little bit, you know, and then
awesome.
I just immediately just try to curb that, you know.
You don't really need it all.
Yeah, you don't.
Well, you know, you should have heard me in the booth this morning when we walked in and there had been a power surge or something and nothing was working.
You should have heard me yesterday.
And we're all scrambling around because our first interview is in less than an hour and nothing is working.
Well, there's times when it's appropriate.
Yeah, oh my gosh, I had a potty mouth. Right. I really did. Sorry, Michelle, I was cursing this morning. I didn't say that.
Yeah,
I'm not
going
to admit to that.
I do apologize yesterday.
So what's on your bucket list that you haven't done yet?
Oh, jeez.
Something that you've always wanted to do that you haven't done yet. I want to help you make it come true. We're going to send good vibes out so that it comes true.
Yeah, I you know, now being so focused on, I think it would be an Oscar for music, you know. I love doing soundtracks. I love... and just to be able to know that if I collaborated with people, but I still did it on a mobile device and showed people that it's possible. A lot of it, everything I'm talking about is to show people that it's possible. And so an Oscar would be amazing.
I can see that in your future.
Yeah, thank you. Thank you.
I'm going to wish for that. Fingers crossed. Fingers crossed.
Let's go. Yeah.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
That's a great thing to have.
Thank
How about you?
Oh, I was afraid you were going to ask that.
I'll tell you mine if you tell me yours.
Okay.
Yeah,
Sounds good.
I think I'm doing, and this is, I'm saying this with all sincerity, as far as work goes, I am doing my favorite thing in the world.
That's awesome.
I mean, the team that we have at LumaTouch, I'm not going to say like family, we're more like just, it's just a great energy. Come into work. I actually wake up at 5, not because I can't sleep, but because I'm excited to get up. And I'm like, I got to get to work. And like, you know,
that's awesome.
Maybe
yeah.
Andrew will be there because he gets up really early. But anyway, it's, you know, we're just all very excited to work together. And it's probably the best working experience I've ever had. I could imagine maybe we just keep going at this and keep making it better and someday see that people are using this for filmmaking. That would be our kind of dream goal, is that somebody like Steven, like Soderbergh would say, I can't just shoot on mobile. I can also edit. And
yes.
That would be amazing to us. So,
yeah, I think it'll happen.
I think it will.
Absolutely.
I don't know who it's going to be. I kind of think it could be him because he's real groundbreaker.
Yeah.
He's pushing the way for mobile shooting. So I'm kind of hoping someday he'll like, oh, wait a minute. Why do I move my stuff to desktop?
Yeah, exactly.
I can do it here.
Yeah.
So that's my dream. Yeah.
Yeah. So when you're working on a smaller screen, do you have a bigger one set up or are you able to work on the smaller screen?
I have the 12.9. I've had the 10.5. I've had all the versions of the iPads, but it doesn't bother me. I get used to, you know, because it's so closer to your face, you know. But I like the ability with the 2.0 and the optimizations for just completely just hooking it up to a monitor and being able to edit and watch. Yeah, I don't, you know, it doesn't bother me at all working on a small screen.
Yeah, so now you can send your preview only out to your main monitor.
Yeah,
so
that's awesome.
Yeah. That helps.
Yeah,
and
I'm
allows you to calibrate a monitor and see what you're really getting if you're concerned about
give
color.
Give it a try.
Yeah.
I am. I'm so happy both of you could come by, and
this
it's
been
really,
awesome.
Really nice to meet you.
Nice to meet you
really
as well.
I hope that everything goes incredibly well, and that
you
continue to work around people you love, and that are intelligent and doing great things.
Thank you.
I'm gonna keep my fingers crossed for that Oscar.
Me too.
In due time,
you know
right? Let's keep going.
I'm gonna be watching when you get it. That's pretty awesome.
Let's go to Cater. Come on.
Oh my gosh! This is pretty awesome. So, anything I didn't ask you that you want to say while you're here?
Oh, no. I'm just thank you for the interview. That was just wonderful.
Are you kidding me? I'm blessed.
Yeah.
I get to talk to creative people all day.
Hey.
This is wonderful. So, you're going to stay at NAB for a few more days? Or?
Yep.
Okay,
yep.
So you're going to be in the Lumitouch booth?
I'm in the Lumitouch booth.
Okay.
And we're, you know, just
doing a stage show every couple hours.
Oh, that's awesome. I have to go try to get by there. Where's the booth? Let's tell people where
it's
the booth
is. It's in this hall right at the end, right by the IP
Okay, so at the end of Central Hall?
Yes.
Sort of past the South Hall connector?
Yep.
Yeah, it's in the last row.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
That's awesome. Oh, my gosh. Thank you both so much.
Thank you. Yeah.
Terry Morgan.
Yes.
Lumitouch.
Thanks.
Henry the Business.
Yay.
Henny the Business.
Hey. Yeah.
And I'm Serena Catania with OWC Radio. We're at 2019. Oh, my gosh. Already. 2019 NAB. And I've been talking with these wonderful people. And remember what I always tell you guys. Get up off that chair and go do something wonderful today. Thank you for listening.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Awesome.